The Los Angeles Times welcomed a new tenant to its downtown building today. The IT call center company VXI Global Solutions is now sharing the Times building on First Street. But more importantly, it will be paying rent to the Times. Faith Miller talked to experts and executives about the newspaper's latest cost-cutting tactic.
The LA Times has shrunk to a fraction of its former size. And VXI Global Solutions is looking to expand.
This building is a beautiful building. It's an upgrade for, you know, all of us and our employees. And plus, we got a good deal.
That's Eva Wong, the CEO of VXI. She says the building is in a perfect location for commuting employees. The company also says it may rent more of the Times building as it continues to grow.
I can't say it's a surprise, unfortunately.
USC journalism professor Andrew Lee says cuts and business deals like this are becoming commonplace for newspapers.
Web publishing has made for a lot more efficient, streamlined news operations so that you don't actually need as many folks in the same physical space anymore.
Times reporters and administrators filled the 10-story building when the paper was booming. Now, a call center will inhabit two of its floors. USC professor Dana Chin says good times made it possible to ignore the business end of things, but the LA Times has had a wake-up call.
It's a matter of good business practices finally becoming, you know, part of their normal everyday life, as opposed to sort of not really paying that much attention because they didn't have to.
But sharing spaces with a company raises ethical questions.
If you are the tenant of somebody, are you going to cover your landlord in the same way? Are they losing their independence?
The Times may be losing some of its independence, but it hopes it's fixing its bottom line. VXI says it plans to rent part of the building for the long term. Faith Miller, Annenberg Radio News.